The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evildoing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. About a year and a half ago, a gentleman was referred to me from outside the parish. And he had been plagued from a sin that he had committed 25 or 30 years before. And when he had first committed that sin, he struggled with unforgiveness. And over the course of time, that unforgiveness led to a sense of low self-worth, which then led to self-loathing, which brought about depression and despair. And at this point, when he was referred to me, he was struggling with suicidal thoughts. And I honestly thought, gosh, what am I going to do? And I made a phone call to, if you recall, I was able to attend an exorcism about a year ago. Yeah, about a year ago. And there was a woman who worked with the exorcist who had these extraordinary spiritual gifts. And so I reached out to her and I said, you know, what would you do in this situation? And she said, "Father, this is actually very common. You know, because the evil one capitalizes on our sins or on the wounds from our past. And he finds an opening there, and then he tries to fill it in with himself." And she says all these lies have been built up around that past sin. And she says this man needs to be unbound from all of that. And he says, so what he needs to do above and beyond, you know, going to Mass, praying, getting to confession, which is the most important, he has to do his own work. He has to specifically rebuke, renounce, and reject every one of those spirits. And she said, just work through that with him. Hold up the first and say, I reject, rebuke, and renounce the spirit of unforgiveness. I reject, rebuke, and renounce the spirit of low self-worth. I reject, rebuke, and renounce the spirit of suicide and self-hatred and so forth. Since that time, I've used that over and over in spiritual direction and confession, and I cannot tell you the fruits that it's borne. It's acknowledging, it's shedding the light on those lies that have been built up around us. And then she said, make sure afterwards, after he's rejected all of that which is not true, that he acknowledges the truth. I am a son of God. I am one redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ. I am a person who is infinitely loved. Why does our Lord go to such lengths with the scribes and Pharisees? Well, he knows what each one of us needs. Right? Normally, he reveals our brokenness to us in a gentle, peaceful way. And little by little, as we're able to see it. With the scribes and Pharisees, he thought it was more necessary to do exactly what he did and pointed out in a strong way they needed to be woken up, or, you know, he knows, God knows best. But then they would have the work to do, to acknowledge, okay, I see that in myself. I'm going to seek to overcome that. My brothers and sisters, it's so essential that we say to our Lord, I want to be entirely free. Help me to see all from my past that is not of you, and the lies that the evil one has built around it that need to be rejected, so that I can be free.